Blake, I'll begin with Miles Brennan. What is his status, the quarterback?
Yeah, Bill, good morning. As we had started talking about late last week and even to this week, we were told that he had a torn ab muscle, which we started talking about last week. No one really confirmed it until this week, so we do know that Miles Brennan has a possibly a torn. We know he's got a torn ab muscle. They're unsure if it's a torn oblique or where the tear is. So, Bill, talking to some doctors that I'm friends with, a doctor who did a scope on my knee, he said, Blake, that is easily a 4 to 6 week injury. It's a very weird injury. You don't see that often where an oblique gets torn during football. You see that more in golf and other sports. That puts a lot of torque on your core. So, Bill, I know that Ed is holding out hope, but from what the doctors have said, from what we hear about this injury, it would appear that he'll be out at least minimum to the Alabama game, but we don't know because there's just so many variables in this injury. But it still appears that he's going to be out until at least the Bama game.
Do we know for sure that Max Johnson, the true freshman, is the next man in?
No, Bill. If you remember when we came on, when I came on in January, a kid that I covered a lot, and TJ Finley, 6'6", 240 pounds, Bill, he can really, really throw that thing. From what I'm hearing from a lot of people around Ponchatoula, from what I'm hearing from a lot of people around LSU, is there's a very strong possibility that TJ Finley makes a start on Saturday. I think that Ed's keeping it very close to the chest. I think that we won't know for sure, if not even really, Bill, until Saturday, who the starter will be. But from everything that I'm gathering, TJ Finley is really, really making a push. Bill, here's a crazy stat and something that you don't see often, but when you do see it, it's because that this guy really can light it up. Ed Orgeron said that during practices, no other quarterback, none at LSU, besides a guy by the name of Joe Burrow, had less drop passes from wide receivers since he's been at LSU. Bill, he can put great touch on the ball. He has great placement on the ball. Oh, and by the way, he has a humongous arm and a big-time cannon. I think that that's something that LSU is looking at. Do they want to change this offense up a lot? Because Miles Brennan and TJ Finley are a lot alike in how the styles that they want to play. TJ's a little bit more mobile. He's bigger. He's hard to take down. Bill, in my opinion, I think that now he's cleaned up his footwork. At times, he can be more accurate than Miles, but I don't think that he has the experience that Miles does. Now, Bill, covering TJ Finley in high school, he did not have any talent around him. He fell from a 4-star to a 3-star, but his wide receiver in Ponchatoula led the state in drop passes. So I think that there was some unfair criticism to TJ. So that's something to really watch out for, and he really wants to force the ball down the field. Here's another scenario, though, Bill. It's Max Johnson. He is more of a scrambler. He wants to use his feet in his RPO game. Does LSU want to calm this team down by helping the defense and running the football, possibly getting John Emery the ball more and running this RPO style of offense? It really depends on what's going on. But if you're talking about from a physical standpoint, day in and day out from that physical standpoint, TJ is going to be more opposing to what LSU wants to do moving forward.
Blake Ruffino with us. Blake, I haven't seen every rep, but John Emery doesn't look like a 5-star running back to me.
You know, Bill, it's a good assessment. Not right now, he doesn't.
Right.
But what's crazy, Bill, what's crazy about all of this is when, you know, he's still averaging close to 7 yards per touch. Bill, I'll take that. I think that there are times where a guy like him, that he just does, he needs his touches to get into the game. But right now, Bill, he struggled with catching the football. He struggled at times running between the tackles. He's gotten better in pass protection, but I don't really know what – I can't really put my thumb on what is up with him? Because there are times ago that he shows flashes of being that five-star running back. But, Bill, there's just so many times that he shows the lack of awareness of the situation. You go back to that Missouri game, he's catching a ball in the flat. He's trying to catch it one-handed, and he drops the pass, and you get a first down and a third down, which LSU was 0-10 against Missouri. That's a little bit of immaturity. You got to be able to catch the ball, and you got to be able to run between the tackles in this league. Now, he did it against Vandy. He did it against lower competition. Can he do it against teams really that are not even good, but even just decent in the SEC? Bill, this week coming forward, South Carolina to me is the most scrappiest team I think in the SEC, and maybe outside of Arkansas. They don't have all the talent. They don't have the five stars that everyone else, like a Georgia, LSU, Bama has. But God dog, are they scrappy. They're playing very hard for Will Muschamp. And when you get a team like that, can you get the tough yardage? I don't know if John Emery is going to be able to do that right now. And possibly, Bill, even though I think he needs to be in there more and get more touches to get flowing, I don't know if this coaching staff and Kevin Falk has enough faith in him to start him in the beginning of the games.
I was going to bring that up. South Carolina, despite their record not being all that attractive, is a pretty solid-looking football team right now. They really are.
Bill, they're playing for, at least in my perspective, you know, like, I'll even use Southeastern in this, you know, when I played. Bill, we didn't have all the talent. Now, we had, you know, first-round pick and Robert Alford, but he was probably the only NFL guy that we had on that team. But outside of him, Bill, we weren't fantastic. We weren't great. But, God dog, did we love some of our coaches. And, I mean, I tell you what, we played so hard for them. And I feel that same type of thing around South Carolina and Will Muschamp. So it goes to tell you what this team really feels about their head coach, how much they really enjoy playing for him. You got guys like J.C. Horn, the son of Joe Horn, that all the Louisiana people will know from his time with the Saints. Bill, he's playing lights out. You have so many it took me diving in this week and later part of last week into South Carolina and watching the game on Saturday. Bill, they don't miss tackles. They don't get out of assignments very often. The times that they're giving up points and they're not doing great things is because, really, Bill, they don't have the talent. But, man, do they play extremely tough. And this is not a cake. Even if Miles Brennan were to be playing and starting in this game, this is not a cakewalk. Even if LSU didn't lose to Missouri or didn't lose to Mississippi State, this is not going to be a cakewalk. LSU needs to get their lunch pail ready because they need to expect a fight. You know, Bill, the scenario or the analogy that I've given is the movie Rocky II, where Apollo Creed's trainer says, "This man doesn't know that it's an exhibition. He's here for a fight." And LSU has to have that mindset that when you go in that stadium at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, fans or no fans, you better get ready for a fight. And if you're not ready, South Carolina, Bill, might come out with a victory. As much as it hates and fans don't like for me to say that, LSU better be ready for a fight.
Blake Ruffino with us on Wednesdays down in Louisiana. Your thoughts on Alabama's performance against Georgia?
Yeah, Bill, they really turned it on in the second half. I've talked about this week, and I'll continue to talk about it. I don't know how dominating of a defensive performance it was for Alabama, and here's why. Stetson Bennett was throwing interceptions to defenders with no receivers anywhere around them. Did he have some drop passes here and there? Yes. But, Bill, how many times did Stetson Bennett miss wide-open receivers? If they could stay on the field, they could possibly score more in the second – well, they didn't score in the second half, but score more points than they had Saturday night. I think it was a great win for Alabama. It showed discipline and focus to be able to shut Georgia out in the second half. I'm still a little suspect on them. But, Bill, here's my question, and we've talked about this, you know, because we thought that JT Daniels could possibly go to LSU, and we've talked about him a lot. Where is he at? I know that you don't want to pull Stetson Bennett, and I get all of that. But, Bill, at some point in that second half when you're not scoring points, you got to change it up. You got to do something because, Bill, he went 0, I think it was 0 of 9 from the guys that do our sets at AYS, 0 for 9 in the late third and fourth quarter and didn't complete a pass and had two interceptions. At that point, I know he's a walk-on and I know he's a great story and I know that his teammates love him, but if JT Daniels truly is cleared, why not give him a shot, Bill, in that second half? So I think that Georgia will rebound. I think that, you know, them not playing this weekend is big for them, and they can refocus. But I would expect, and I would really try to get JT Daniels ready to go because, Bill, they have the talent. And as we've seen at LSU for so many years before Ed Orgeron, it doesn't matter how much talent you have. If you don't have that quarterback, you're not going anywhere.
Arkansas. I thought Arkansas would look about like Vanderbilt this year. And you mentioned it earlier. They're probably the scrappiest team in the league. And they've got some talent. They're playing a lot sturdier, if that's a term, than I thought they would.
Bill, I mean, I don't know what is going on there. But Sam Pittman seems to be the right fit for that program, a high-energy guy. And, look, I love the hire, but I'm also an offensive lineman at heart, so I love seeing an offensive line coach becoming a head coach. But, Bill, I mean, they're playing above their talent. Now, Chad Moore's had some talent in recruiting and getting guys there, but they're playing so much above their talent that, you know, even, Bill, in that week one game against Georgia, everyone came away from that game saying, oh, my God, Georgia's just not good at all. No, the truth is that you another team that you better be ready and be focused all week because they don't know, Bill, that they're 2-2. They don't know that. And, Bill, the truth is they should be 3-1. And I don't like playing these what-ifs and refs don't call us ball games. That's never been my style. But, Bill, they should be 3-1 right now. That should have been, excuse me, a fumble against Auburn and Bo Nix. Could you have imagined, Bill, this team being 3-1? They don't do anything fantastic, but they do a lot of things in the trenches really, really well. They you know, backside blocking, picking up blitzes. They just do so many things really good that I think that this team could maybe upset some teams looking down the road moving forward.
Blake, tell everybody how they can get your shows.
Yep, appreciate it, Bill. On Facebook, at AYS Network. That's AYS Network on Facebook. Everywhere you listen to podcasts, we just partnered with our good friends over at Believe. So everywhere you listen to podcasts, last night's show is up. We have former LSU quarterback Josh Booty on the show tonight and Mike Dettillier. You can catch us on Twitter, on Facebook. We bring all your comments up on live stream. So any questions you have, we'll have answered there. And YouTube as well, at RU Serious Sports. It's going to be fun tonight. We're going to have a good show.
I got a tweet here from Slava. Now, Slava, I don't know if you know him. He's a Russian who lives here, who listens to the show and will call in. He voiced some things for the show, too. Anyways, he says, Sam Pittman looks like the man who rents Crazy Charlie a canoe for the day. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Bill, he's going to get some recruits now. He's going to get some recruits, and they're going to get better. I say watch out for Arkansas moving forward.
See ya. Appreciate it, man.